Diego Ochoa, superintendent of the San Mateo Foster City School District, and I'm here with the One SMFC podcast. I'm super, super excited to be joined by my friend and my coworker, Andrew Solis. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing good. Very good this morning. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Well, hey, start us off with just tell us what you do for the school district. What's your role in the San Mateo Foster City School District?
So my role here with San Mateo Foster City School District is I'm the director of child nutrition.
Okay. So you feed people?
Yeah. Oversee the food service and food getting out to our students and support their academic needs.
Just 11,000 little guys.
11,000.
Show up hungry.
There we go. We got food for them.
We have food for them, right?
We have food for them. Yeah. Everybody come. Come and eat food. We have it. This year, we're really fortunate in that the federal government is funding free meals for all, so yeah. There's no need, no barrier. Just come and get food from us. We have it for
your students. Look at you. You're just stealing my thunder. I wanted to say that. I wanted to tell parents that. And for many, many years, that hasn't been the case, right?
Right.
There's
right.
been a system in California where you qualify for a free lunch, or you qualify for a reduced lunch, or you pay for lunch.
Right, right.
Right. That's just been, how long have you been doing this?
In school nutrition since 99, 2000.
Yeah, so you've been at it for a while.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it's just kind of always been like that, right?
Oh, yeah. There's always been that stigma to receiving meals at school, thinking, yeah. It's only for, you know.
For certain
for
children.
For certain students, right.
Or another
one
group.
You know, and then and so really, when I saw that, you know, how do we reduce the barriers to that? And
I
so now we're at that point 20 years later of, you know, here, we're removing now a barrier to for all students.
And is this something only in our district, or is this happening statewide?
Statewide, nationally as well.
Okay,
in response to COVID, you know, federal government last year provided operate free meals for anybody 18 years and younger, and that's what we did for our community. Provided meals for our community, just handed out. You know, needed food, come and get it.
Yeah.
And so
will they have to fill out any paperwork this year?
No paperwork to qualify or to receive the free meals.
Yeah.
We still are going to ask families to complete the free and reduced meal application.
That's super important, right?
Yes, because
it affects our funding.
Affects the funding.
Yeah.
It also helps families qualify for additional services, such as reduced internet services if you qualify for a free reduced meal.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or other outside programs, camps.
Yeah. Plus, we just want our information to be accurate. We
right.
just want to be able to go ahead and report accurately what the needs are in our community.
Right, right.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. But we're excited about this food program. We're excited about the fact that it's free. We're going to certainly serve a lot more food this year than we did 2 years ago or 3 years
right.
ago. But there's something going on in the district we need help with. Tell these folks what's going on.
Yeah, so as we increase meal participation and more students are eating at school, we need some additional help. We need some
so
people to come
the
in.
The banner says, help wanted.
Help wanted.
Okay, and what do these folks do?
We'll come in and prepare, heat the meals up for the students and welcome them into our school cafeterias or where we serve the food.
Yeah.
Help them through the line, get them set up at the salad bar.
Right. And this is not like volunteer work, right?
Oh, no, paid.
Yeah,
this is paid positions.
Yeah. And typically, how many hours? What do we pay some of these folks? What
we're about, you know, 3.5 hours or so a day, right?
So
in the middle of the day.
Part-time work.
Part-time work. Right in the middle of the day. And then, you know, we serve breakfast at recess time.
Yeah.
And then we serve our lunch at around noon. 12:30.
Yeah.
So, you know, those hours are right there while your kids are in school. No weekends, no holidays. When your kids are off, you'll be off. And
well, I'm sold.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You know,
where do I apply?
Some pretty good pay. Hey, right at the district office, there's a paper application or there's online application.
Is that through EdJoin?
Through EdJoin, or you can even print off the application from our district website.
Okay. And our district address is 1170 Chess Drive, Foster City, California, 94404 for you folks who like to take notes on that kind of thing.
Yeah. Or our district website, smfcsd.net.
Yeah, and, you know, this is a great opportunity for us to just have this conversation, just talk about food, talk about feeding children. Tell these folks why it's so important that children eat every single day healthy meals.
Oh, yeah, no, you know, it really supports their academic achievement, and that's really what the school nutrition programs are about. It's a support system to student achievement. You know, we all know hungry kids can't learn. If they're not focusing on their academics and focusing on, oh, I'm hungry, or oh, I didn't get the right nutrition, then their academic needs are not going to be met. They're not going to be able to excel and exceed. And that's, we want our students to excel and exceed. And proper nutrition and adequate nutrition is where that's going to help them do that.
Give them a fruit, give them a veggie, give them some protein, give them something to eat, give them something healthy. I love that. All right, man, so here's a quick quiz. Three questions. When you were a kid, when you were at school, what was that school lunch item you just had to have? What came up on your calendar when you saw it on the lunch menu? What was that?
Oh, my favorite still was always, you know, the mashed potatoes and gravy. That was that was mine. And, you know, meatloaf.
That is pretty
good. That's something that, you know, we don't see very often anymore. But, you know, I guess I'm aging myself. But that's one of my staple.
Oh, that's
just
awesome.
Love it.
That's awesome. All right. So you're at the grocery store. You're in the produce section. I give you a few bucks. Go get yourself one thing. What are you going to get?
I'm going to get some citrus fruit.
Okay.
Some oranges or grapefruit. That's my favorite.
Oh, I do love a good grapefruit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really great. All right, man. San Mateo, Foster City School District. We have people that make food in this town, that serve food in this town. When it's your lunchtime, you've got that. You got to get that itch scratched. Where's your place in town that you like
Where's
to eat?
Where's my place in town I like to eat? Oh, my gosh. You know, I like Jack's restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, they're pretty good. Go sit down, relax.
My wife likes that place.
Have a nice.
That's the salad. The salad place.
Yeah, have a good salad
place. I give her a hard time about it because I tell her they mince the vegetables so small. They all taste the same. Am I eating a beet or is this a pineapple or is this guava? I can't tell. They're all identical to one another.
No, but, you know, they have a good meatloaf there.
Okay. So. All right. Well, here he is, Mr. Meatloaf, Andrew Solis. Thank you so much for doing
this.
I really appreciate this. It's going to go out to all these families. You do have to actually go ahead and select a song. That is one of the requirements of this podcast.
Oh, my.
So I'm going to send you out on a song. So go ahead and just, this is kind of your thing. I'm not going to judge in any way, you know.
Well, you know, I guess not a child of the 70s, but enjoying the 70s, you know, I will survive.
I will survive. I can do that. Is that Gloria Gaynor? I actually think it might be Gloria Gaynor. Oh, yeah, here we
now
go.
You gotta
okay.
give me a challenge. There you go.
All right, Andrew, thank you.